This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow on the program. Don't forget that. Also, a conversation Thursday with Lieutenant Brian Ewen of the North Dakota Highway Patrol and also the National Weather Service, Senator John Hoban as well. That'll be Christmas Eve edition of What's on Your Mind. This is the Christmas Eve edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And we say to you and yours, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Hope you're all set for the Christmas holiday. I'm going to read a Christmas letter that I received, a Christmas card from a listener in Hazen before the end of the program. Doing that at the bottom of the hour. So darn nice, I can't even tell you. Appreciate all the kind thoughts and Christmas greetings. It's a great time of year. It certainly is, for sure. Todd, the radio god, is here right alongside me here.
Hello.
Manny is manning the phones, as he always does very well. So when you call, you get to talk to Manny on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Manny, mm-hmm. How's it going? You doing good?
Yeah.
You doing good? That's good.
Yeah.
Just checking in. I don't know that we'd heard from Manny yet today. Have we, Todd? We'd just like to make sure we hear his voice.
You know? I've been kind of in and out, so.
Yeah, and then we have the Italian stallion, Ravate, that is the producer of the program. You never hear from him. He hides behind the microphone. But he's the man booking the show and getting things going. Our crew saying hello and Merry Christmas to you and yours as well. We are brought to you this hour by our friends at Apache, the best sprayer on the planet. High Plains Apache, the place to buy them. Right here in North and South Dakota. High Plains Apache, the Madison, South Dakota location. But two right here, Mandan, right across from Bonanza, also in Fargo. South of Fargo, actually, exit 60, which is Frontier for folks. But it's Fargo Frontier, whatever. And here's what you really need to know. The 2016s are here now. By my calendar, we're not to 2016 yet, but they have them at High Plains Apache. They also have great financing for them. You want to find out more about that? They have great deals on the remaining 2015s. Want to find out about that? And they have any part you might need, not only for an Apache sprayer, for any sprayer. High Plains Apache, just walk in there and have a cup of coffee with them, kick a few tires, and you're going to get a great deal on a great, great sprayer. Or check them out online at highplainsapache.com. Since our many conversations post-San Bernardino, and really post-Paris, and the awakening of sorts that's happening in this country, it hasn't happened with the president, but it's happened with everybody else. He even admitted that the other day. Said he wasn't watching enough cable TV, so he didn't realize that there were as many fears as there were in America about terrorism. It's like, are you in that much of a bubble? And then who admits they're in the bubble? Anyway, we've talked to some folks on all sides of this particular issue. And we had a conversation with someone who is part of the Islamic Society of Fargo-Moorhead and also the Interfaith Center. And who said, you know what, I'm a Muslim American. I'm an American first, a Muslim second. And what happened in San Bernardino does not represent very many Muslims who are in America. And a number of you said, well, okay, that's her opinion. I want Brigitte Gabriel's opinion on what percentage that represents. I want to hear from Brigitte Gabriel, many whom have read her books, which include Because They Hate, New York Times bestseller, another They Must Be Stopped, Why We Must Defeat Radical Islam, and how we can do it. The founder of Act for America, which you can find online at actforamerica.org, but it's the largest national security grassroots organization in the United States dedicated to combating terrorism with folks like you and I. Brigitte Gabriel, back with us on What's on Your Mind. Brigitte, thanks for taking the time today for our audience. How are you?
Doing great. Delighted to be back with you.
And you as well. So tell me what's on your mind.
Oh, my goodness. You really want to hear that?
Yes.
Where can I start? Well, I can elaborate on what you started with about our president living in such a bubble that he actually did not realize how upset and frustrated the American public is, watching our country be humiliated on the world stage, watching our enemies writing deals with us like Iran and laughing at us all the way to the bank, watching our allies feeling betrayed and thrown under the bus by us, and watching our enemies know that they've got carte blanche to do anything they want to do to us, and America will not do anything back in response. The American public is so frustrated and so fed up by an inadequate leadership, by a blinded leadership, by a spineless leadership who is not doing what the American public elected them to do, and that not only is the president, but many members of Congress who are sitting on Capitol Hill are not doing what needs to be done to save the country.
All right. I want to talk a little bit about what you think. And get a sense of, you know, what we should do differently. First of all, what do you say to, let's paraphrase the guest that we had on a couple of times on the program, who got a lot of calls and questions and was very, very interesting. I have Muslim neighbors, both doctors, nice people, wonderful. I mean, give you a push when the car's stuck in front of the house and help shovel and just, wonderful people. And they say, as our guest did, I go to a mosque and talk to folks about what our kids are doing and have the kind of food we like, and it isn't about planning terrorism, it isn't about hate, and everything they're doing is corrupting the Quran, making the point that the Quran to me teaches, this is what she said, if I kill one, I kill all. So they're corrupting it. They're the ones that have twisted it, but the rest of us mean you no harm. What do you say to that?
Well, that's pretty much not exactly true, not in its entirety. Now, there are a lot of Muslims in America today who do not want to have anything to do with terrorism. They do not. They want a good future for their children. They practice Islam just as a spiritual a part of their heritage, as a spiritual movement, and that's all they want to do with it. Basically, raise the kids, teach them good things, make them feel a part of their community, especially immigrant communities. Communities that come to different nations, they even become even more religious, gravitating to their old community that reminds them of the old country and the old heritage. I get that. But here where the problem is. The Quran itself teaches Muslims to kill people. And any person, whoever goes to a mosque, that can tell you that an imam does not stand up there and preach what is in the Quran about killing the infidels, is lying to you straight on. But then again, why shouldn't they lie? Because the Quran specifically says, under the Quran, there's the law of taqiyya, or kithman, which means lying and deception. A Muslim can stand in a court, lay his hand or her hand on the Quran, and swear that they are telling the truth and nothing but the truth, fully knowing that they are lying, but the Quran will forgive their lie because they are lying in order to advance the cause of Islam. Commandment in the Quran.
I asked that question of our guest, and she said, well, then anything I tell you, you're going to think I'm lying. That's what she said. I mean, she thought that was preposterous.
Not necessarily, but when she denies that actually there are verses in the Quran that talk about killing the infidels, and the majority of the verses in the Quran talk about killing the infidels, she is actually not speaking to you from facts. The word jihad is mentioned in the Quran 40 times, 36 times out of 40, as
okay,
the holy war against the infidels to either kill them or subjugate them.
That is a fact.
Yeah,
and I think we've all heard that before, and you can point to it and see it and everything else. I'm going to paraphrase, but what I got from her is, I'm no scholar. I don't pay attention to that. That isn't what we do. We don't live that. So is this a case of a certain percentage of people of the Muslim faith follow that, and that's what we see in San Bernardino?
Perfect question, Scott, because this is exactly why when the radicals get into a debate with the moderates, the radicals always win the debate hands down because the law is on their hand. And this is why when people talk about moderate Muslims and what about engaging moderate Muslims are truly irrelevant to this conversation because it is the radicals that create mayhem. It is the radicals that kill. It is the radicals that blow up building and walk into to a Christmas party and shoot and kill 14 people. Those are the ones who believe literally in the words of the Quran. And in the Quran, and this is something that's very important to clarify to people who are listening. In the Quran, there's a law that is called an-naskh wal-mansukh, which is the law of abrogation. If there are two verses in the Quran contradicting each other, the latter verse wipes off the first verse, and the latter verse becomes the law. So when the Quran was written, it was written in stages. The first part of the Quran was written before the Hijrah, before Muhammad went to Medina, when he was trying to appeal to the Jews to accept him as the last of the prophet. That's when he spoke about the people of the book, and, you know, they talk about Christians and Jews, etc., in a very nice way. When Muhammad went to Medina and they did not accept him, that's when he became a military warrior. And Islam changed from a strictly a religious movement to a political movement cloaked in religion. And that's where all the surahs, the latter surahs of the Quran, that talk about violence against the infidels, killing them, subjugating them, cutting off their heads,
that's when they all came on. Hang on real close, real up against the break here. We'll come back and finish this on the other side with our guest, Brigitte Gabriel, the author and the activist. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the council board of directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. In this challenging business environment, the ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2016, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Catholics the world over know the power of the Holy Mass. And now, just in time for Christmas, the website holy-post.com allows you an easy way to give your loved ones a Mass intention in their name. Masses for healing, remembrance for a friend or loved one, celebrating the life of a family member, gratitude, or any special occasion. There are many mobile Mass cards to choose from. It's affordable and supports the church, too. Send a treasured Christmas gift this year with the help of holy-post.com or download the app today.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Past the hour, rolling on with What's on Your Mind. The events of San Bernardino, California, and early Paris, and just the renewed interest in dealing with the war on terror that is here on our shores and now showing up in the form of, you know, radicalized individuals, people doing these homebrewed terrorism and not taking necessarily direction from headquarters, if you will, but doing this on their own, has us focusing on this particular issue. almost sad we have to do that leading into the Christmas season, but it's here. It's now. It's just something that needs to be front and center. And we have taken the approach on the program. We want to hear every side of this. We want to just discuss this out in the open without sort of the whispers or anything else and just say what's on our mind and talk about this. And we started with the, you know, members of the Muslim community in North Dakota and one particular perspective. We're talking today with Brigitte Gabriel of Act for America, who's written about this. And I think that's just an incredible service to make sure you know, again, the passages in the Quran, for instance, and what they're using, how the radical, folks in this religion use it to justify killing and murder. And, you know, there's another wing different from what Brigitte talks about, and that is that there is no such thing as a moderate Muslim. And, you know, we're efforting some interviews on that front today and may even have one as soon as tomorrow with a speaker that was up in Grand Forks recently. There was a lot of protest. Usama Dakdak up there, who's a converted Muslim now into Christianity. But he is of the view there's no such thing as a modern Muslim. So my point is we want all sides on this and doing it respectfully, having a discussion about it, and trying to learn, really. Just so we can all make an informed opinion. That's what we're about on what's on your mind. Let's see, Brigitte, we have some calls waiting to chat with you. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline has Max in Bismarck next for Brigitte Gabriel. Go ahead, Max.
Hello?
Hi, Max. Go ahead for Brigitte.
No, this is Zach.
Oh, Zach. Sorry, I had Max on my board. Go ahead, Zach.
Yeah, basically, I've heard people over and over comparing, oh, there's no moderate Muslims, this and that. Yeah, they compare them to, like, the KKK of the Christian world. But here's a big difference, in my eyes, anyway. If there was Christians like the KKK doing mass beheadings in public and stoning people to death and all this stuff, do you think that would fly in America? There's no way we would stop it. And that being said, there is no moderate Muslims because they allow it to happen because that is what the Quran teaches them to do.
All right, Max is...
I'm not sure if I got the name correctly. But here is the difference. The Quran itself is a violent ideology that teaches the killing and intolerance towards anything non-Muslim. But there are plenty of Muslims in the world who have never read the Quran. How many people in America, black Americans, African Americans, who actually can read the Quran in Arabic, yet they call themselves Muslims? We have had Muslims in this country up until 9/11. We have had mosques. We have had imams. None of them were preaching the hatred that is being taught today in mosques across America. And that's a problem. But the proof is in the pudding. Right after the San Bernardino attack, Mike Gaust, who heads up the Muslim movement, wanted to do a Muslim rally in Washington, D.C. to condemn what happened in San Bernardino and wanted all the moderate Muslims to show ISIS and all these radicals that we are Americans first and not Muslims. He was able to muster only 35 people in Washington, D.C. Now, around the Washington, D.C. area, there are tens of thousands of Muslims, tens of thousands, within a 10-15 minute driving distance. And he put his ad to all the mosques and Islamic institutions in Northern Virginia and surrounding states. You're going to tell me in all these tens of thousands were only 35 people who were moderate? Where are the others? How come when they want to demonstrate against America, you look at any other country on Friday afternoon, they can turn out 100,000 people in a demonstration against America to burn the American flag. In our own country, where Muslims are protected under the Constitution of the United States and they have free speech and our government protecting them, you're going to tell me on a good weather Friday afternoon they couldn't get more than 35 people to protest what happened in San Bernardino? Actions speak louder than words.
Thank you, Zach. Paul in Washburn, go ahead for Brigitte Gabriel.
Yeah, Brigitte, I got my conspiracy hat on. It seems like the Islamists and the New World Order seem to be intertwined. In your opinion, who is a tool for which organization?
Well, right now, the greatest threat is the Islamic radicals rising all over the world, because in their mind, they want to establish an Islamic caliphate throughout the world. In my book, titled They Must Be Stopped, I have a chapter about the Muslim Brotherhood Project. The Muslim Brotherhood wrote a plan in 1982, a 100-year plan for radical Islam to infiltrate and dominate the West and establish an Islamic government on earth. In the counterterrorism circles, it became known as the Project. When they started implementing the project in Europe in 1982 till today, Europe has morphed into Eurabia. They wrote the project for the United States in 5/22/1991. It is posted on our website. For those of you who are listening, you can go to actforamerica.org, click on the Muslim Brotherhood plan, because ISIS is another spin-off of the Muslim Brotherhood. Remember, the head of ISIS, al-Baghdadi, was in our prison in 2011 as a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. He then founded ISIS, and now they have the Islamic Caliphate. They established it. It took them only 30 years from the time they wrote the plan to establish the Caliphate. So we are dealing with something that's now uniting all Muslims worldwide together. Now, remember, when you look at Islamic nations, Pakistan, 100 nuclear bombs. ISIS does not need to invent or make a nuclear bomb. All they have to do is, you know, basically take over Pakistan. So you've got forces, evil forces around the world who are willing to kill not only their enemy, but themselves in the process in the order of jihad. That is far more dangerous than anything else we are facing today.
Phil in Bismarck, you're next for Brigitte Gabriel. Go ahead.
Hello, hello, Brigitte. I've been following your career for quite some time, and thank you for your service. I'd like you to confirm something for me, is that most imams in the United States are trained in Saudi Arabia and practice Wahhabi Islam, which is very radical and very dangerous, and that they also have missionaries in our prisons, and they have had been for years. Could you confirm that?
Actually, not exactly. The imams in America are not all trained by the Saudis, but the imams in America today, especially after the North American Islamic Trust now owns over 90% of mosques in America, they are importing imams from Pakistan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Yemen, Kuwait, different parts of the Middle East who are far more radicals than the imams we used to have here in America who were converts and just became imams. Now, the Wahhabis practice the most authentic form of Islam, which is the Islam of Muhammad, that ISIS now practices. This is why the flag of Saudi Arabia and the flag of ISIS are exactly the same, literally to the word. One is green, one is black, and the font is different. This is why 90% of Saudis agree with what ISIS is doing. The royal family doesn't agree with it. As for the chaplain system inside our prison system, yes, that is controlled by the Wahhabis. So they are now actually recruiting in the prison system, and again, in my book, I discuss how they're doing it. My book is They Must Be Stopped, and I discuss how they are recruiting, especially from the African-American community in the prison system, using the race card to basically convert them to Islam.
We're up against the break. Brigitte, if you're able, we'll have you hold through the break. We can finish on the other side of the break, then we'll let you go, because I know we were planning to be done at the bottom, but if you have time, we'll continue to chat. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Folks, don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
There's nothing like a great story. And I want to introduce you to some folks who can help tell the story of your town, company, or cause. Heidi and Kara from Crash and Stews are here to tell you how they help create and produce marketing and advertising campaigns for broadcast and online. They've worked with the likes of General Mills, Harley-Davidson, NPR, and the voices of Watford. And they can help you, too. Heidi, tell our listeners how Crash and Stews can help.
Every person, every product, every town has a story to tell, and that story should be told in a very creative, simple, and clear way. The shorter that we can make that message and more clear and concise, the better as we reach your audience.
Kara, how do you do what you do?
We deliver compelling content that engages, entertains, and educates. We help ad agencies and businesses create meaningful connections with their customers and employees.
What advice would you have for folks?
If you're not managing your reputation, you can be sure someone else is. It's very important to manage your reputation online these days.
CrashandStews.com or call them at 612-338-7947. Stay tuned for more conversations about storytelling with Crash and Stews.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Christmas lights look pretty nice, don't they? On the Christmas tree, out on the trees out front, you know, lining the house. Good stuff, right? How do you power those? You plug something into the wall. I get that, but, you know, what powers what's in the outlet? How do you get your power? Where does it come from? Chances are, from this part of the world, you get it from coal, lignite. And you get the most affordable electricity in the country. That's right, we have great affordability. We also have great reliability. All that will change if the EPA gets its way in the Clean Power Plan, which is why I encourage folks to check out the Coalition for Secure Energy Policy's website that really does a nice job of breaking down the Clean Power Plan. Coalition for Secure Energy Future is the name of the group. The website is secureenergyfuture.org. Find out everything you need to know. Get involved and, you know, make sure next year it costs you the same in the year after for those Christmas lights. Brigitte Gabriel is with us. She has an organization that's essentially the NRA for national security. It is huge. And it is grassroots, and that's what I love about it. And, you know, it gives the... It gives the establishment fits, right? Because she says what needs to be said, but she also gets legislation passed. So I'd really encourage you to be part of this organization. We're going to get in one more call before we let you go, Brigitte, but tell folks how they can join Act for America.
People can go to actforamerica.org. We are the largest national security organization in the country with 300,000 members and 1,000 chapters nationwide with a full-time director of government relations on Capitol Hill. We have passed 42 bills in 22 states relating to national security. So we want you involved in our chapters. Looking here, we have two chapters in South Dakota. We don't have a chapter in North Dakota. So we want somebody to step up and become a chapter leader. We will mentor you, assign you a mentor. We're mobilizing citizens, letting them know how they can impact legislation in their own community, in our own nation. We send you information about a bill, when the bill is coming down for a vote, the number of the bill, who's the co-sponsor, so you can make your voice heard before a bill is voted on. We have come up with creative ways to go around Obama since he's very weak on national security, to pass legislation around him, how to train first responders about national security issues. So great information on the website. Go to actforamerica.org and get involved.
I want to ask you a question about a local story. We mentioned South Dakota and North Dakota chapters. And South Dakota, good for you. You have two. North Dakota, you need one. So somebody step up to the plate. And I assume there's some in Minnesota they're need as the terror activity that's going on in our neighboring Minnesota is a mess right now. There was an incident where a Somali man, a Muslim, was involved in a horrific rape of a convenience store clerk recently. And he was shouting Allah Akbar. Not shouting it, saying it, I guess, whatever, but he was saying it, and it was once reported that he said it while he was committing the act, and then later it was determined that he said it shortly after while he was apprehended by law enforcement officers. I'm not sure what the difference is, but is that terrorism?
That is terrorism, because that's another way where they are frightening women in our society. When women are afraid to go out in their own communities because they are afraid of being raped by a Muslim radical, how that is not terrorism? That's exactly what they're doing, actually, in Europe right now, raping white women, who even women in the refugee camps, because Muslims look at them as their property. And this is coming now. We are importing this to our shores. And this is unacceptable. This is not what America is all about. We want to import people here who actually share our values, not people who are completely opposed to everything we stand for.
Phil and Bismarck, we're done with. Let's see. Bob and Grafton, I guess, is the next one for Brigitte. Go ahead, Bob. Get you in here. Last call for Brigitte.
Thanks, Scott. Brigitte, thank you so much for coming on Scott's show here. Quite a few of us listeners were requesting it that you get on here. You're so knowledgeable about the Quran and about Islam. And I saw your most recent address to the United Nations. And, you know, I'm a veteran, and I'm not ashamed to say that it absolutely brought me to tears. It was very moving, your address to the United Nations. Would you please explain to all of us the dangers and the absolute treachery and the danger that's involved with these refugees that are this president is allowing into our country, please? And thank you once again, and I'll listen on the radio. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, the refugee issue is a very important issue. You know, Obama is bringing Syrian refugees into the country, or wants to bring them, by the way. We are doing everything we can to stop him. As a matter of fact, there's a bill right now in Congress by Congressman Babin of Texas. The Act for America helped get 79 co-sponsors for that bill to stop Obama from depositing refugees into the country. And here's why we are concerned. Because Obama wants to bring refugees into the country that we know now are infiltrated by ISIS. ISIS came out with a video saying, we have already embedded 4,000 ISIS recruiters into the Syrian refugees who are now already in Europe. And they are there for the sole purpose of recruiting and mobilizing to commit terrorist acts. Knowing that, how can any leader in our country allow us to bring into our country refugees who are infested with the cancer of terrorism? We already have problems here in our own country where we are monitoring over 1,000 ISIS operatives in America right now. We do not need to bring any more, and that's why it's very important to make your voice heard. On our website, we launched a group called the Refugee Resettlement Working Group, basically working to stop the refugees from coming. If this is a hot-button issue with you, go to actforamerica.org and sign up to become a part of the Refugee Resettlement Working Group to stop Obama from bringing refugees into the country.
All right, I want to squeeze in two of my questions before we let you go. One is about a poll that the Center for Security Policy took earlier this year. 600 Muslim Americans. These are all Muslim Americans who were polled, asked a number of questions. And they asked questions about jihad. And they said, which comes closest to your understanding of the term jihad? 51% said Muslims' peaceful personal struggle to be more religious. Now, that to me was completely at odds with anything I'd ever thought that jihad meant. To me, it was death by the sword. And, you know, again, 16% of people did say violent holy war against unbelievers of Islam. But 51% said, no, just my struggle to be more religious. Is that a definition, a correct definition of jihad?
No, that's not the correct definition of jihad. But the most important, glaring thing of what you just mentioned is the fact that 49% of Muslim Americans believe that jihad is a holy war against the infidels. So that means 49%, given 2 points more or less, let's say, you know, these are the outstanding points, the scientific error. So that means half of Muslims in America that were polled believe that jihad is justified in violence in order to protect their religion. That's the number we need to be talking about.
Yeah, 18% said I don't know. You know, I don't know if they're being coy. 4% refused. 11% said nonviolent actions by Muslims to undermine non-Muslim states and peoples. What I didn't know is that, you know, you believe there are moderate Muslims in this country. We talked about that earlier. You're saying,
they
may not understand what's in that Quran, and they should understand what's in that Quran, but they mean no one no harm. And you know, we share that belief.
Right.
But you believe moderate Muslims believe that jihad is just about, you know, a personal struggle to be more religious? Is that why that large number said that?
Well, you know what? I don't even want to waste the time, Scott, talking about that, because these are not the people who are walking into a Christmas party and shooting 14 co-workers.
Yeah, good
they
point.
They are so irrelevant in this fight. If we have any ounce of airtime, we need to be discussing what is driving the radicals and what we can do as a society to stop them. And stopping them mean that we need to see more patriotism on the part of the Muslim community in America and less terrorism. And that means that every moderate Muslim American who does not believe in what the jihad to start doing need to come together, mobilize, demonstrate over a million people in America on Capitol Hill, telling ISIS and every radical, we will kick you out of our community, we will kick you out of our country, the United States, and we will all volunteer to fight with America, our country, to protect America against any of you who want to do us harm. That's what true patriotic Muslims need to do, and that's what we as Americans need to see in order to know whether they stand with us or against us with our enemy.
That's a very good point. And by the way, welcome us into mosques. Welcome law enforcement into mosques. Say, hey, we have nothing to hide here. Come in here and because I've heard you say before, mosques to radical Islamics is very different than what you and I would think of as our church or our sanctuary or
synagogue.
A synagogue, a temple, yeah. So what is a mosque? I mean, first of all, do you agree? I heard Rudy Giuliani say recently that the biggest mistake that the mayor, de Blasio, of New York has made is taking law enforcement out of the mosques. Bloomberg knew it was important. Rudy put him there. Should law enforcement be in mosques?
Absolutely they should be in mosques, because mosques are command centers, are an operation centers, especially when you are at a time of war. And radical Islamists all over the world right now believe they are at war with the Western world in order to establish the caliphate or the Islamic State, which they already established. So now since the caliphate is established, they are at war with the West. Oh, you know, a few years ago, actually about 7-8 years ago, they found radioactive material at a mosque. I think it was either Virginia or New York. Now, you tell me, how many churches do you know of where somebody can go in and find radioactive material that people were working on it and testing it? The difference between a mosque and a church or a synagogue is huge. A mosque is a seat of operation, of military training, where you can store weapons, where you can train the military, where you can come up with a strategy in your own community on how to defeat your enemy and kill them. We don't do that at churches and synagogues, and that's the difference. And that's why the FBI and our police, undercover police, must be in mosques in order to see what's going on and in order to report back so we can protect the community.
And I'm with you on Muslims in America speaking out against this and standing up and having those rallies and inviting folks into the mosque so that there is that would turn down the temperature more than anything, no question about it. Brigitte, you're great. Keep up the good work. I know how hard you guys work, and you get a lot done, and we appreciate that very much. ActForAmerica.org to find out more, and start a chapter in North Dakota. I'll be the happiest guy ever if we get a North Dakota chapter going. Brigitte is the founder and president of Act for America, but she's a lot more than that. One of the leading national security experts in the world. Great information and analysis on the rise of Islamic terrorism, and has been at the front of this all along. Lectures nationally and internationally about national security and current affairs, but her expertise is sought after by world leaders, business leaders, and that's why she's been to the UN and the Australian Parliament and members of the British Parliament, House of Commons, before Congress, the Pentagon, the Joint Forces Staff College, U.S. Special Operations Command, and many more. You see her on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, and on great radio programs like this. Thanks, Brigitte. Take care.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. We'll come back with more on What's on Your Mind after this short timeout.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're Ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right. A legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Just in time for Christmas comes one of the greatest gift-giving ideas ever. Go to holy-post.com. Choose a mobile mass card and send it to a loved one. There's a variety of occasions to choose from. Have masses offered for healing, in remembrance of a friend or loved one, celebrating the life of a new family member, gratitude, and other special occasions. A mobile mass card will be sent by email, and there's an option to have it posted on Facebook, too. What a great way to say Merry Christmas. Go to holy-post.com or download the app today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bruce Jenner's cats. Are you a friend of Todd on Facebook, Manny? You follow Todd like the millions of others who follow Todd, the radio guy?
Mm-hmm.
Our fine court. Have you seen that photo he has up right now?
I'll have to check.
It says you have to figure that someone somewhere has tallied the name most used in memes in 2015, for better or worse. Can anyone think of a Bruce Jenner's cat is a dog? I'm really confused, Todd.
It's a picture of a puppy. This is Bruce Jenner's cat. It's one of the ones that's gone around and around and around for, you know, ever since this all started.
Yeah,
but
I get it.
So can you think of a name more memed in 2015 than Jenner?
No, probably not.
Probably not.
No, right up there. By the way, can you? I want you to think about more family time and the best Christmas present ever. Okay, and I have two bouncing around in my head. One is one of our fine sponsors in 2015 that joined the family was Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. You hear me chatting regularly on this program with Vince Webker. Vince happens to be my neighbor, so that's how I know I can tell you you can trust a guy. And when you buy a Hot Spring Spa from him, you'll quickly find out why he's like one of the top dealers in the country, because he knows the Hot Spring Spa. It's a great product. It's a great fit. They're in the Kirkwood Mall in Bismarck, building a store up by the Walmart on the expressway, but still in the Kirkwood Mall for now. They're also in Grand Forks in front of Kmart on South Washington. And they're also on 13th Avenue South in West Fargo next to Spitfire. So there's three locations you can find them. They have a store in West Acres right now, and they also have a warehouse in West Fargo. But those are the three main ones. I'm telling you, never in my life did I think we could get, you know, with a sophomore in college and a junior in high school and a seventh grader, my wife and I get the whole family together regularly, but we do because of the Hot Spring Spa we bought from Vince. It's really, really good. And some great deals right now. Yes, if you're not into the hot tub, they do have a Bison bubble hockey game. That's my favorite. Two Fighting Sioux pool tables, last I heard, still remaining. Once they're gone because it's the Fighting Sioux logo on them. And a lot of other fun games, too, so check them out. The other thing would be our Minnesota Wild trip. We're going to take a bus down to see the Minnesota Wild play the Florida Panthers Sunday, February 28th. What I like about this, you give it on Christmas, and it's, oh, thank you, oh, it's cool, I love the Wild, it'll be great. And then you get the warm fuzzies all of January, all of February, till we take off on Sunday, February 28th at 2 o'clock. $229 per person, get a premium seats in the double attack zone and stress-free bus travel. Courtesy of Dave Noah's Remax Legacy Realty. We plop you right at the front door. Bus loads up 6:45. We'll leave from Fargo. We did that for the Twins baseball trip, too, and had folks from all over kind of centrally meet in Fargo and head on down to the Twin Cities. So this would be great fun. And 2 o'clock game on a Sunday, so it's kind of nice. You can get there and back and still get home and have not be too tired for the new week. So if you'd like to go, $229 per person for that deal. Call Marie. She is standing by to take your calls right now. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Now, I know you're also doing some post-Christmas planning right now, and I hope you have January 2nd and 3rd on your calendar, because Bill Braun from Dakota Territory Gun Collectors Association has got a great gun show to tell you about that is coming. And it is, again, this is the one that goes all over the state. It moves around a little bit, but this year it's in Fargo at the Fargo Air Museum, January 2nd and 3rd. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Super. Having a great day down here in Wapton, Breckenridge.
All right, you're in Wap Breck today, and I understand you've got a couple of great days planned here, so tell us what's going to happen on the 2nd and 3rd.
We're excited. We've got a new gun show where we've got a new location. As you know, for the last 38 years, we've been at the Fargo Civic and New Centennial Hall, and they were great people to work with. Bob Getz, super person. Fantastic to work with. Now we're moving to the Air Museum, and we're really looking forward to it. What a neat place.
It is a great place. You'll be out there Saturday the 2nd, 9 to 5, Sunday the 3rd, 9 to 3. 400 tables, buy, sell, swap, trade, and admission is cheap too, right?
Admission is cheap. It's $5, and kids 12 and under are free. On Sunday afternoon, the Air Museum has had commemorative guns made for the Air Museum. They're going to draw for one of their commemorative guns. So if you come out there after 2 o'clock, you can get in free after 2 and be there for the drawing for their beautiful engraved rifle for the Air Museum.
Fantastic. That'll be after 2 on Sunday. So check it all out. Wanted it on your calendar, folks. And, you know, with all that Christmas cash you get, stuff in the pocket, then come to the Dakota Territory Gun Collectors Association show, Fargo Air Museum, January 2nd and 3rd. Great fun, Bill. Thanks a bunch. Take care.
Thank you. You have a good Christmas.
They do good work there. The Dakota Territory Gun Collectors Association help a lot of folks out and put on some great gun shows. So good folks. You'll enjoy that a great deal. The Heart of Christmas. Here's this card I received from listeners in Hazen. It's just wonderful. Let's try to recapture the very reason we celebrate this wondrous season. Let's think back to yesterdays of kindness, respect, and simpler ways. Remember when it was never thought odd to pledge one nation under God, when a prayer being said did not cause a stir and Christmas was an acceptable word? Think back to the time we could gather around a nativity scene in the center of town and all of the simple things there. The shepherds, a mother, and a child so fair. A miracle sent down to earth, a simple manger, and a baby's birth. A Savior unto us was given to show us all the path to heaven. It's the season of love, full to the brim, but it wouldn't exist if it weren't for Him. So let's spread this message in all we do. Merry Christmas, and God bless you. Isn't that cool? Darn right. And guess what? Regardless of what today's culture does, make sure it's alive and well in your family. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers, and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.